All right, joining me today for an interview here is Howie D. Savino. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, D. Savino, yes.
D. Savino. All righty. Making a start this weekend at Talladega. Talladega, anything can happen. Anybody could win. So it would not be a surprise to see you win. We saw the 51 team there get the win and get into the playoffs. So what is your outlook heading into Dega? And are you just going to hang out? Or are you going to go racing and try to run up front?
Yeah, I think with these plate races, anything can happen. Any line can move up, and just with the way that the aero is there and the draft, we're going to have to try to. I feel like that is personally best for me to stay kind of in the back. But you could wreck anywhere. You could wreck in the front, the middle, or the back. So I think just having a smart race and just progressively moving forward is going to be what's good for us. But of course, it depends on what our strategy is.
Yeah, and this is not your first start. Obviously, it's going to be your first start at a track this big. But I believe you did run. You ran Kansas. You ran New Hampshire and Martinsville. I believe you just told me here. You had a top 20 at New Hampshire. Kansas and Martinsville maybe didn't go quite how you wanted. So, what are you looking for, and what do you expect to be different out here in a big pack this week versus these other places where, Martinsville being a short track, Kansas being a mile and a half?
Yeah, with the short tracks, we're fast on short tracks, we're fast at intermediates, and we've shown speed, at super speedways. So just looking forward to kind of backing up what my teammate Sage Karam did at Daytona a few weeks back, to where he finished top five. So if we know that we can run up there, we know that we can, have a good run going. It's just staying out of all the mess.
And you mentioned your teammate there getting a good finish at Daytona. So are you guys bringing back the same car? Is this a brand new car, different car?
I believe I'm in the exact same car that he ran.
All right. So a little bit of if you don't finish in the top five, Sage is going to come ask you what's up, right?
Probably.
So tell us a little bit about your background here. How did you get into the NASCAR? How have you gotten to the point you're at? And where are you looking to get to as you move forward from this?
Yeah, growing up, I was not in the racing family. I'm a first gen driver. And I grew up on a farm. I basically drove anything that had wheels and a steering wheel and engine. So I drove tractors, four wheelers, dirt bikes, side by sides, pretty much anything that you could think of. And when I was 8 years old, I asked my dad if we can go to a NASCAR race, and he said sure. So he took me to a NASCAR race, and I saw these little cars, and that's where I fell in love with racing. And it took about 4 years for me to actually get into the seat. So we bought a car, and I started racing when I was age 13. And ever since then, I've been going up in the ranks, and I've made some pretty big jumps, considering for someone that started so late. Went straight from arena racing to late model stock cars, from late model stock cars straight to ARCA, then trucks, and now Xfinity. So my career really has been a short-lived career, but we've made some pretty big leaps and bounds to get to where we're at today.
Yeah, and I see here it says you're from Virginia here, Chesterfield, Virginia. So, I think of that as like Denny Hamlin's part of the country there. Although that there was a race there in Martinsville where the fans kind of turned on him a little bit, but I think he's one of those most of those fans back. So, you a Denny Hamlin fan growing up?
Yeah, I really wasn't a big Denny Hamlin fan growing up. I respected him for where he came out of. I mean, we grew up 2 miles apart, so we definitely. I basically did every step that he did growing up. Late models at Southside Speedway. I had the same crew chief for late models. Just every step that he's taken, we tried to take to be successful, just like he is. I was a big Dale Jr. fan growing up, but I have a lot of respect for Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, there for a while. Denny owned all the tracks in Virginia. So you're got to start at Talladega. Is this your last start of the year this year?
No, I'm actually going back to Martinsville.
Okay, so you got Talladega, Martinsville. What's it looking like next year? Have you got a plan in place for next year? Do you know have any idea about if you're going to be back with Alpha Prime, maybe running some more races?
We don't really have a plan. So far, we're looking for funding right now to get back on the track next year. So we don't know what exact team or if we're going to race in Xfinity series, and we might go to trucks. We're hoping to stay in the Xfinity series, but that's a big deal on funding, is we need to be able to have the funds And that's just one thing about, you know, my team as well, you know, that Howie D. Smith, their racing team is, you know, I'm not, you know, a kid that grew up with daddy's money or, you know, grandpa's money or anything like that. You know, I have to go find all my own partners and sponsors and raise the money myself. So we will definitely see what we can do for next year, and hopefully we can have more races.
Yeah. And nothing will bring you more funding than, you know, going out and having a great run at Talladega this weekend. So hopefully you do get that opportunity. Now we've got weather, you know, obviously looking at Talladega this weekend. If it rains, are you guys locked in? If it rains, has the car made enough starts?
Yes, I'm locked in. So is my teammate Caesar. He's locked in as well. So both cars will be fielding the race.
All right, so that's a good thing. You know, with when you got weather coming, you know, you don't. That would be a terrible deal to lose a race because of weather. So now, being a smaller team, and we know that going into these type of races, there's a lot of politicking between the Chevy and the Fords and the Toyotas about working with each other. Now, how much of that do you guys get the opportunity to get involved in? Do you guys sit down with a meeting with your manufacturer and with the other big teams, or you guys just kind of?
I have not personally been sat down and told anything. For me, I'm one of those guys to where, you know, I would love to work with Chevrolets, you know, like that's perfect. We'll do that. I'll work with Fords or Toyotas. Whoever's going to get me to the front of the pack is who I will work with. So, you know, if it is a Toyota, then I'll ride with a Toyota. It doesn't bother me at all. When it comes down to, you know, pushing or anything like that, if we have four Chevys out front, of course, I'll stay in that line. But, you know, I've not personally been sat down and talked to about any of this or have been notified about anything.
So a guy that's probably going to run back there, but a guy who always finds himself at the front is Timmy Hill. So are you going to talk to Timmy? You know, is that somebody you can go and talk to and say, hey, you know, I want to ride around with you? He always seems to, whether it's a cup race, an Xfinity race, a truck race, Timmy is a guy who nobody talks about. And then with 10 to go, you look up when they're all lined up on the wall waiting to make a move, and Timmy's running in the top six or eight cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, I would definitely, you know, I don't know about the owner's point situation for him if we do get rained out, but, you know, I would definitely go up and talk to him and say, hey, you know, like, let's figure something out. Let's kind of get a line going, you know, to where we can figure out what we want to do. You know, I have my own guys as well, you know, the Fit Stop crew that I work out with. You know, I have some of those guys that are going to be in this race that I can talk to, and we can form our own line. So it's just really about, you know, where we want to start at, where we want to be, and how we're going to go forward.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, hopefully you miss the wrecks. We see a lot of wrecks. I mean, that's, I know I've already talked about it a couple of times here, but that's the most important thing is missing these wrecks. And I feel like if you go to Daytona or Talladega, especially lately, for whatever reason, it's kind of gotten worse over the years, where there's only five or six clean cars at most at the end of these races in Cup or Xfinity. It's just, they go madness at the end. Is it because the cars are, well, I guess you haven't driven one yet at Daytona or Talladega, but do you think it's because the cars are so hooked up at these type of tracks now, and all these teams have figured out it? How to, you know, run in these packs and make these moves three and four wide, that they just feel comfortable doing it until they just wreck everybody? Is that part of it? They just don't handle like they used to?
I just think that, you know, everyone wants to win, you know. Everyone going into Daytona or Talladega, we all know that we have a shot to win. So with that being said, I mean, you now have 38 cars that are going to go for it. So it's just one of those deals to where, you know, we can all just kind of sit there. I would like to see a little bit more cleaner racing at these tracks, but that's what can give you so much positioning, right? But that's the only bad thing about these racetracks is you could be having a clean race. You know, I could be running top 10 and there's a big pile up and you get wrecked, you know? So your hands, so your race is in other people's hands and is vice versa.
Yeah, and it's why people tune in. It's why these races, you know, you get, you know, there's people that watch every week, obviously, and keep up with the sport. But there's people who only watch a few races a year, you know, I would say four races a year. Now we're up to, you know, Atlanta's done what they've done. So have you turned any laps at Texas Motor Speedway throughout your career in any series?
Yes, I have. Last year in trucks.
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk about Texas making some changes. I don't, as far as I know to this point, they have not announced anything, but there was a lot of rumblings about that. What is your take on Texas? And I even heard some people saying they were going to do today what they did to Atlanta. How would you feel about changes to Texas, and if they were to make it another pack style race like we see at Atlanta now?
Yeah, I mean, there's the good and the bad, right? You know, with myself, I've only been there one time. So when I raced there, I thought it was pretty neat. But you know, with the new cars, the next gen cars, you know, they're taking hard hits, and that's something that, you know, obviously a lot of the drivers are talking about now is how hard the hits are. So if they can make it to where, you know, it's more competitive or whatever, you know, everyone else wants, you know, then they can do that. But for me, I personally think it's a nice facility. You know, like I've been there one time before. I haven't raced Xfinity or a Cup there, so I really can't get into what the Xfinity or Cup guys really feel. But for truck wise, I mean, it was a really smooth and easy going track. Very fast though. So, you know, you could do that if you wanted to. It just depends on what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, I don't know if it's what everyone else thinks. I don't think they're listening to the fans or the driver. I think, you know, SMI is going to do what they think is right. And I mean, we saw, you know, Kyle Larson make the comments about just blowing the place up and starting over. We've seen some people throwing out some ideas. I do think if they are going to do something, I think they'll probably only mess with one and two. I don't think they would just completely kind of take the track down and rebuild it per se. But at the same time, I didn't think they would leave Kentucky Speedway right after dumping all that money into it. But here we sit where they dumped all that money into a reconfigure at Kentucky, and they ran just a couple races there and haven't been back. So I don't know what they're going to do. So you mentioned Xfinity next year and maybe some truck races. I see here you started some truck races for Jordan Anderson Racing, and it didn't go great, but it was your first handful of starts, it appears, in the truck series. Are there any truck races you are wanting to run? I know the Xfinity, you know, doesn't get to run, you know, a track that everybody I've talked to wants to run is Wilkesboro. So are you going to try to get into a truck for Wilkesboro and be able to race there?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I was talking about with my team yesterday. You know, that to me makes no sense why Xfinity can't get to Wilkesboro, you know, if trucks and cup are. So you know, that is a race to where I would love to race that race. But it all comes down to funding yet again. You know, if I can get more starts than Xfinity, would love to do that. I love the cars. They handle great, but the competition is super hard. So that's one thing that I do love about the Xfinity series. So yeah, I would definitely want to go there.
And of all the tracks you've ran on here, looking at, you know, you ran on a handful of tracks here. What is your favorite track that you have ran on so far?
Bristol.
Bristol pavement, concrete, sorry, Bristol concrete or dirt?
Concrete.
Yeah, that's typically, I don't know why they fill that place up with dirt. What is your take on the, have you even attempted to run there on the dirt yet?
No, I have not. I'm strictly more of an asphalt driver. I have done dirt before, but to me, I think it's just something different, you know. And the fans seem to love it, and it puts on a good show. So I will say that.
I am of the belief that if they're going to run a dirt race, let's go to a dirt track. Like Bristol's such a great track with no dirt on it. Like, I think if you're going to do dirt, you know, maybe I don't even think the cup cars should be on dirt. And I mean, that's my opinion. And then there's a lot of people who have the same opinion who have a different opinion. You know, it's, I just feel like if you're going to do it, I feel like they had it right when they did it once a year at Eldora for the trucks. It was a big event. Then they tried to go to Knoxville. And now they're doing Bristol and not doing Eldora, but they're not doing Knoxville now. You know, Knoxville was in that place for whatever reason seemed to be a mess. Did you,
Oh yeah, no, I think that place is just too small for trucks.
yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It was something that it was like Daytona or Talladega the way they ripped those trucks out there.
Oh yeah, come home with a over $1 million worth of wrecked cars.
Yeah, and a small team like yours, you guys can't afford that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So the Xfinity schedules came out. I'm sure you've had a chance to look at it. How, what is your take on the schedule next year, and how do you feel about obviously road racing? Because it, I think there's what, 7 road courses on the Xfinity schedule next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think that it's something good. I do like the schedule. The schedule is very, very. I want to say it's cutthroat, but it is a very, very good schedule. You know, with the road racing, I don't come from a road racing background either, and that's just something that, you know, you just got to saddle up and let the horses run on that one, you know, and see what you can do. So I would definitely love to learn how to drive these cars on a road course and you know, get going on it. So we will definitely see.
Yeah, I mean, those Xfinity cars put on, you know, I in my opinion right now, the best racing. There's a lot of great racing on the road courses, on the everywhere they go. It seems to be relatively good racing. When you're driving out there, how much is dirty air affecting the cars? How much is everything going on? And how hard are they to drive right now? Because it looks like on TV, Xfinity right now is the car that has the least amount of grip at a lot of these places.
Yeah, you know, Loudon for sure. Like I felt like I had no grip. These cars are extremely hard to drive. They're probably the hardest cars that I've ever driven. So they're really hard to drive, but they're extremely fun once you get them hooked up. Like once you get it, you know, once you get them to start going the way that you want them to go, you just got to make a lot of adjustments on these cars, because you could have a good run and then next thing you know, you're tight or you're loose. So definitely, you know, dirty air does affect these cars. We don't have much downforce in these cars either. So that's another reason why they're so hard to drive. Trucks have a lot of downforce, so you're able to get into the corner a lot harder and you're able to get back to the throttle harder. But with these cars, you know, they just have so much power and they're so top heavy, and they just remind me of a souped up ARCA car, you know. But they're just extremely fun to drive.
So just to put a bow here on things, you're going to be running an unknown amount of Xfinity races next year, right? It's about funding and possibly truck races. Are you opening to running Xfinity and truck? Is there one you want more than the other? Would you even be open to maybe to ARCA racing as well?
I'm open to any idea of racing. I want to stay under the NASCAR top three series personally. You know, I'm trying to make my career out of, you know, just racing. So that's why I've been working so hard when I'm not racing to find that partnership and to work out as hard as possible and just make sure that, you know, we are ready for next season. I would prefer to stay in the Xfinity series, just learn these cars more and more and more, because I feel like that these make me a lot better of a driver, you know, because they are so hard to drive. And I feel like that I could hop back into a truck and be able to, you know, go out there and do something. So that's just my personal take on it.
All right. So you're looking for Xfinity races. Now, we have seen silly season kind of go nuts this year. How do you anticipate that changing the landscape for the Xfinity series with obviously Kyle moving his truck team? It's that's not been announced yet, but obviously he said he's going to keep it running and it's going to obviously run as a Chevrolet team. And then you're probably going to have Kyle running some races. RCR is probably going to get some life pumped into their Xfinity team that they've already have, but I imagine Kyle's going to pump some more into it. So how does the changes that maybe don't necessarily affect your team, how does that change the landscape for you guys for next year?
Well, I mean, it's just a super, the silly season is just a super dramatic thing to where, like, there are some drivers that go to a certain team that you did not think that they would go to, right? And so it does change the landscape for me, because even if Alpha Prime gets full by the time that I would say, hey, you know, I'm ready to go racing, right, then I have to go find a new team, or if I'm going to a new team and they're full, you know, because of the drivers that already have funding, right? So that's the tough part, because a lot of it does affect me. It's just you got to find that good mesh, right? And you have to figure it all out kind of on the spot, because everyone moves so drastically.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, that's going to bring a new Chevy truck team. That's probably going to bring another new Chevy, at least one new Chevy Camaro for the Xfinity car, maybe two. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize you guys already probably don't get a ton of manufacturer support like the big teams, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I personally don't know that, but I don't get talked to about all that, but I would reckon so.
Yeah, so now that's going to be, you know, you guys are going to take another step down the ladder, you know, and it's just, it changes. People watching at home and who don't keep up with the sport might not realize how much it affects everybody when, especially, you know, you got a whole new team, you know, you got KBM switching to Chevrolet. That what that does is so much more than just the truck series. It's going to affect the Xfinity series because we know Kyle's going to run five races. We know, or at least five races, plus, you know, whatever drivers he's trying to bring with him who are under contract with him are going to get, you know, shuffled around. There's going to be, Toyota's going to have, you know, they're going to have to switch to where, what they're wanting to fund. You know, are they going to go to Thor Sport, which is a truck only team, but then they're going to have other guys in the Xfinity car. What's going to happen with, you know, John Hunter? And Toyota's already said they're keeping all these guys. So they've got to have seats for them. So I anticipate next year's Xfinity series. I don't, you know, have you thought about how good it's going to be now, you know, 20, 25 drivers deep with all these guys that are all of a sudden going to have to find rides and a couple new rides showing up on the racetrack?
Yeah, it's just going to make the field even more competitive in all three series. You know, it's just going to make everything a lot more competitive, and it's going to make it a lot harder for, you know, the new guys to come up. You know, that's the only thing about it. But then it'll come back down and probably here in the next few years once, you know, because this year was a pretty big change, especially with Kyle Busch announcing going to RCR. Now, you know, we all know that he's changing it to Chevrolet, his KBM to a Chevrolet team. So just like you said, now all the Toyota drivers have to find a home and they got to go somewhere else. And everything is just going to be a lot more competitive.
Yeah, it's going to make everybody, you know, it makes everybody better, right? A rising tide raises all ships, right?
Yep.
So the racing across the board should be better. We'll have more competitive cars, which is good for everybody. Everybody wants people to be more competitive. And, you know, that's what's one of the great things about your team is, you know, Alpha Prime, you know, is getting better. We are seeing them get better. And you were able to go to New Hampshire and run 17th. And we see other teams like that as well. You know, you saw Jeremy get the win at Daytona, a family-owned operation. Like, we see Sieg do it on Saturdays as well. And there's other teams out there that I'm not even mentioning. But the better those guys run, the better racing we get to see at home.
Mm-hmm.
So before I wrap this interview up, we here at Pit Pass Network, we donate to a charity of the driver's choice who, you know, gives us their time. You guys could do a lot more things with your time. You don't have to give it to us. So we appreciate that you do. What charity do you want to spotlight for your donation?
You know, the biggest for the foundation that I would want to go to is the Travis Mills Foundation. They're actually my partner for Talladega. It's a big home for, you know, wounded veterans. And it's just very, very, if you read the story on it, it's very, very, it's very awesome what Travis Mills is able to do. So I would definitely do that.
Yeah. And do you want to talk about that foundation a little bit more? That I have an email here and it's, you know, they're partnered with you this weekend. And I mean,
yeah,
look pretty good in victory lane, right?
Exactly. So Travis Mills, he was deployed and unfortunately he lost his legs and his arms. And he decided that he wanted to start a charity to where he can help out everyone else that is going through troubles from the military. So, you know, just with everything that he's done, especially with just the military by itself, he's really an awesome guy for starting something for everyone else. You know, and I haven't been able to talk to him here recently, but you know, he has a very, very well-known charity. So definitely hats off to him for doing what he does on a regular basis and, you know, helping out the men and women who serve our country.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think you got to put him in victory lane. You got to go win this race.
I'm trying to. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to try.
But Howie, thanks so much for giving us your time this week. Like I said, there's so much more you guys, any driver can do with their time. And to give it to us, we appreciate it. And I think I'm going to check out this charity. I'm sure we'll tweet about this charity. So if anybody is interested watching, check out us on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle, Howie? I'm sure there's some things out there with you as well.
It is Howie D. Savino.
All right, there we go. Just your name. And everybody make sure and check out the Travis Mills Foundation as they partner with Howie this weekend and try to put themselves in victory lane at Talladega.